This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by St. Mary's boys basketball coach David Brown. They had a thrilling win over Cathedral in overtime last night. And, Dave, tell us about the game in the sense you guys trailed throughout an awful lot of that game, coming back late to tie, right?
Yes, that's correct.
What happened in the game that kind of let them get ahead and then let you get back into a position to put it into overtime?
I mean, for the most part of the game, it was, you know, a 2 or 4 point game. No one really opened up a bigger lead than, I'm not sure if they even got to 6 points throughout the game. They're a very athletic basketball team, so we try to fit in our matchup zone as much as we could and slow them down. So we kept the scoring down as much as possible throughout the game. At the half, it was, I believe it was 27-29, they were leading. And going into the fourth quarter, they were up 40-39. So it was a tight game throughout.
What were some of the key moments that you remember coming down that stretch, in last night's game?
One shot that stands out to me was Mike Cerulli made a big three at the top of the key. With about 4 minutes left to give us a 4 point lead. They came down the next possession. They knocked down a three as well. Every time we made a big shot or took the lead, they responded and got a big basket. Obviously, late in the game, we were down by two. Johnny Mercado went to the basket, and Stephen Farmer came up with a great offensive rebound for a putback with 6 seconds remaining. And we were able to hold them without getting a shot, a last shot in the last 6 seconds to send the game into overtime. And obviously, in overtime, we went to the free throw line. We were 3 for 6 in overtime in the free throw line. We missed a few of them, but we were able to come up with a big steal late in the game. Johnny Mercado had a tip. Jalen Echevarria came up with a big steal. Got out in transition and made the breakaway layup to put us up by 2 with 4 seconds left.
Gotcha.
They called a timeout, and then Steven came up with another big steal to steal the game.
Yeah, that's the one that's on the front page of the item, I think, or on the sports section of the item, that last steal then, right?
Yeah, the last steal by Farmer. They had called a timeout with 4.3 seconds left on the clock at midcourt. We had two fouls to give, so we were planning on letting them take one dribble and commit a foul. And the kid took a dribble, and Steven and Jalen were able to trap him. And the ball popped loose, and Steven was able to come up with a big steal. And got out as in a breakaway for a layup at the buzzer, which was huge.
And clearly, it must have been a great atmosphere, because it being a rematch from the state tournament last season, must have been a huge atmosphere there at St. Mary's.
Oh, definitely. It was definitely like a tournament atmosphere as far as the basketball game goes. We knew going into it that Cathedral was going to be highly motivated, considering that we got a last-second win last year at the Garden against them. Every time we play them, it's a high-intense game, considering we're from the same league. Last year, they got us once during the season. We got them once, so we're expecting another tough battle when we go to their gym later on in the month.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, last question to you, maybe. Can you just give me a quick little overview of your top five players or the guys that are playing, five or six players that you really counted on last night?
Well, as of right now, we're only playing six kids, to be honest with you. We had a big injury to Matt Cross, so he's not playing this season. But we returned Stephen Farmer's playing the five for us. Ideally, he's a two or a three. He's probably about 6'3". He's, you know, leading us in rebounds, that's 7 rebounds a game, getting just under 9 points a game. Our four-man is a returning all-star, Jonathan Mola. He's averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game for us. He has a nice mid-range game as well, as he can score on the block. We got Mike Cerulli, who's been starting since his sophomore year at the wing. He's our defensive stopper. He's our glue guy. He comes with all the loose balls. He works hard for everything he gets. Jalen Echevarria is our leading scorer right now as a sophomore guard off the wing. He's shooting like 43% from three-point land. He's averaging just under 15 points a game. And then we have Johnny Mercado, our league MVP, returning league MVP, team MVP, 3-year varsity starter, 4-year varsity player. As he goes, the team goes. He's battling with an ankle injury right now from early in the season, but he had a great game last night with 15 points and several assists.
Great.
And he was able to keep Cathedral's pressure at bay last night, because, you know, he's a very strong ball handler. And with a point guy like that, the team's not going to be able to press you too often.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations on last night. What's up later on this week for you?
We actually have a break for 11 days. you know, we don't play until next Friday against Bishop Fenwick, so hopefully give us a chance to get guys rested and healed up, as well as give some of our young guys an opportunity to step in and get some minutes, because like I said, we're only playing six guys right now. We're 11 games into the season, and we know come state tournament time, we're going to need a few more guys to step in and give us some valuable minutes. So we'll definitely coach staff. We'll be definitely taking a look at that during the course of these next few practices.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. All right, David, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon, hopefully.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
David Brown, head boys basketball coach at St. Mary's High School. Big overtime win last night against Cathedral. This is MSO News Sports.